Hello?
Blog Talk Radio.
Canadian show, North American radio show, and now worldwide show. The Lizzie T Blog Talk Radio Show. She wants to know who you are, what you do, your contact info, anything new? And now welcome the amazing Lizzie T.
Welcome back, everyone. I am your host and one of the producers of the Lizzie T Show. And don't forget, YouTube show as well. So we are not just on the radio. We're not just on Blog Talk. We're also on YouTube. For you that follow us all over the world, make sure that you do check us on Facebook, on Instagram, on Twitter, and obviously on YouTube. Our email is show@lizzyt.com, and our website is the Lizzie T Show on the net as well. And we just signed up for TikTok, and obviously some of you are wondering, why, Lizzie, why? Well, it looks like if you don't have a media presence, and I have a consultant, which kind of gives me a little bit tips of how to go about it. Obviously, our most professional social, it is LinkedIn, and our fun stuff is apparently TikTok. So we're doing funny things, talking about little things that we come across, and then sharing some hilarious stuff, which I have to tell you, I'm having so much fun doing a couple of seconds of, silly things. So to each his own. I figured if I have a variety of different platforms where I can, you can find us, I think the better. And if you're not into it, no worries. We're here every day at the Lizzie T Show, and we are excited today to talk about one of my favorite subjects in the whole world, which is health. It's very, very important to be able to share with all of you, all of the world. 58 countries are listening to us right now. If not now, they will be listening to us later on, because this show is recorded. And on that note, everyone, if you feel that you would like to interact with us, we do not bite. We love to hang around with you and answer some of your questions that you may have. Whether you want to do that live, you can always call us in at 845-277-9078 is the call to the number to call us in. Again, I'll say it slow, 845 277 877-9078, and you will be able to interact with us, ask questions for me or obviously for my guest, which is the expert. But we are also on social media, so Facebook / Lizzie T Radio and Instagram, and obviously also on Twitter. We will be tweeting throughout and, just comment questions, and perhaps you want to know a little bit more about the subject that we're talking about today, which is all about health and all about pain. So stay tuned. Also, throughout the interview, we will be having our words of our sponsors, and 2020 is here, new decade, another year, and thanks to Natasha Bridgman and Nature Nova for sponsoring the show. Without your support, everyone, the show could not be possible. So your contribution means so much to us. So throughout the interview, we'll be having our word of a sponsor. And on that note, if you feel that you would like to sponsor a show, send us a note, show@lizzyt.com, show@lizzyt.com. It is the email. We will send you a package, and we will love to have you as our sponsor. The contribution is not a lot of money, but it definitely can help us out. Right after the interview, don't forget, we have our musical section. So we have 20, 25 minutes, give or take. It all depends, and I know sometimes we go over time. With our guests, and then after is our musical section. We've been having a lot of MP3s sent by our listeners, our followers, and if you are one of them and you would like to have a little bit of extra exposure for your music, I mean, what is a radio show without music, right? So we will love to play a song. We do not discriminate. We love jazz and gospel and different variety and rap. We love to play it at all, and just wanted to make sure that you know that this show is a family-oriented show, and the shows and songs should be PR-rated. That's one thing that I do stress. Right after the interview, we'll have the musical section, so do not worry. We have an hour with a lot of fun today and a lot of exciting news and a lot of music. On that note, exciting news, we are planning a brand new section, about 20 minutes we want ideas. So if you want an idea how to improve the show, or how would you like to see, what would you like to hear, what would you like to see, we would like to add another 20 minutes into the show. So tell us, what would you like to see or what would you like to hear? So the email for interacting with us, show@lizzyt.com. And I think my housekeeping is pretty much taking care of one, and I'm so excited to bring our guest to the show. And before we do that, let's read a little intro.
Canadian show, North American radio show. Canadian show, North American radio show. And now, worldwide show.
And today we have Dr. Shita Karik. She is an MD. She is a biochemistry first professional examiner of medical school in 97, University of Tupper, of final diploma of anesthesiology examination. And she is has a University of Health and Science in India in 2000, co-author of poster with was an awarded an International Anesthesia Research Society award at Annual Research Society of Anesthesiology and Clinical Pharmacology in 2004 in Mumbai, India. Has a membership of professional organization American Society of Anesthesiology in 2010 and to present. And she is right now from, she's calling us, we're talking to her from Cincinnati, Ohio. A lot of accolades, a lot of information, and she is so accomplished, and I am very, very excited to talk about something that it is all dear to us, our health. And our health is one of the things that we as a human being seem to be taking it for granted. And I can say that because from personal experience, living with a father which has a dementia and Alzheimer's, one of the things that I stress the most, when you don't take care of yourself earlier in life, you pay the price later on. And I have the authority to say that because I'm seeing the results of somebody that unfortunately lived with pain, wasn't taking care of themselves, and now we're suffering the consequences. And I love my father dearly. But on that happier note, let's welcome a doctor to the show with a wonderful, wonderful round of applause. Hello, hello, Dr. Gara, and welcome to the Lizzie T Show. How are you doing this evening?
I am doing wonderful. Thank you so much for all the nice words that you spoke about me. Thank you for such a kind introduction. I'm really excited to be on this show and talk to you and all the people all around.
The pleasure, Dr. Gard, is definitely all ours, and the honor to have such a person with huge accolades in our show. This is very, very inspirational. One of the things that I'm always curious, because I do have two girls, and I interview people from all over the world, all different careers and professions and likes. When would you say was it that you decided to embrace the health career? I know some little girls and little boys, one of the things that they always say, when I grow up, I'm going to be a doctor. When I grow up, I'm going to be a firefighter. When I grow up, I'm going to be an engineer. Was it something that you always had in your life since you were a little girl, or that something that came later on in life? How did your life in the medical industry started?
So, yeah, it's interesting because as far as I can remember, I think starting as a small child back in India, you know. If I think back, I think I've always wanted to be a doctor, primarily because I think when you grow up, you know, you always like idolize the physicians, you know, who are always there taking care of you. Who you think that they can always, like, you know, they have the knowledge, they have the power to kind of make you better, they can just get all the illnesses away. So I think, you know, as a child, I kind of always had that impression of a physician in mind. So I grew up with that. And then, of course, it was pretty much encouraged by my family. So I was the first physician in my family, actually. And, you know, it was really, really a greatly welcomed idea by all. And of course, I mean, being a female and, you know, trying to be ambitious and, you know, trying to be a physician, I think was kind of the other, I feel that it was a great achievement and kind of, you know, I used to think that, oh, wow, I mean, it would be like a great achievement for me if I become a physician and, of course, like do the best that I can, help out the people in need. I think that was always a thing. And so as a child, if I remember right, yes, I always wanted to be a physician.
Wow. And good for you for following that dream. And kudos to your family, to your mother and father that encouraged that and supported that. And I know, you know, it probably was very difficult financially speaking and even emotionally speaking, and especially for countries like even when I came from in South America, women are, and India, I assume is very similar. A woman to become a doctor or an engineer or something like that is not something that back then was looked upon like, oh, yeah, sure, like what we do, what we see here in North America. It's like, no, you're going to be a housewife, or no, you're going to be, you know, a secretary or something like that. But I am so glad that that wasn't your case, because you're here today to tell the story. And you are definitely very, very successful. And we need people like yourself. And one of the things that I'm very curious to find out, Dr. Gar, is that when I volunteer and and very early in life, especially having a grandmother who had dementia and Alzheimer's, now I'm going through it with my dad, volunteering in hospitals and volunteering in clinics. And even myself, I'm a dental hygienist for trade, believe it or not. I wasn't too keen on sticking around in hospital. I mean, I know we always have that desire to help others and to be useful and to be, you know, having that humanitarian side of the motherhood side of us. But once you're there and you see the whole picture, I have to tell you, I was very discouraged. And that wasn't your case. What would you say that motivated you when you started your career? I assume that it was challenging. Study is challenging. Passing the exams is even more challenging. But you obviously saw the need. What motivated you to continue going? Because it's not, I personally didn't find it that fun.
So, yes, I agree with you. I mean, you know, the whole journey of, you know, first of all, like trying to commit to lead this life, to become a physician, and then going through like the training process again, which very rightly, as you mentioned, it involves like, you know, a lot of like studying, taking exams, you know, going through rigorous tests, going through practical tests, written tests, acing the boards. And then, of course, with the financial limitations, it becomes a pretty hard journey. I think you need to have a lot of commitment on board. You need to have a lot of perseverance. And you need to have a lot of drive to be able to get through that journey. That journey is tough, I believe. But I think once you start doing the clinical aspect, what motivated me more was, seeing how the patients react and respond to the therapies and tools that you offer them. And it's, medicine, of course, is like pretty challenging. And, you know, all through the journey, you'll see different kind of patients. Some of them do very well and some of them may not respond to the available therapies. But the patients who come back and, you know, they come back with a smile on your face, they come back with a little token of gratitude for what you have done for them. It could be just a matter of just listening to them or hearing them out or giving them like a medicine that just, you know, changed their whole life. Or, you know, if you just kind of try to show them a direction in which they could go and make a difference in their life, I think that feeling just keeps you going throughout this profession. I mean, don't get me wrong. There are days that, you know, they are very frustrating. I mean, they are very challenging. And again, as a female physician, I think every one of us like faces that day in and day out in the clinical practice that we do. But again, you know, this population of patients that comes back, they keep you going. So my specialty is basically chronic pain more than anesthesia at this point. And to tell you the truth is chronic pain is pretty challenging. And, you know, you'll see like a lot of unhappiness, frustration in this population of patients. But again, the same thing when, you know, they come back and they kind of acknowledge and they kind of are showing some positive direction, you know, from what you guided them. I think that just is very, very gratifying for me.
And good for you, Dr. Gar, that, you know, having, being thankful, or people being thankful to your services keeps you going. And like you said, in anything in life, you know, you have those days, and I have it myself, that, you know, it's kind of frustrating and you feel, I don't want to do this today, but good thing is only one today. So you kind of gave me a beautiful segue right now, just talked about what you are specialized in right now, which is pain. And unfortunately, is one of the things that, as a human being, We go through that a lot, whether it's emotional or really physical. And you talked about that you specialize in chronic pain. What would you say are the most common? And I think we should have, I think we will have this as a segment because we can go on for days talking about pain. So what would you say that are the most common chronic pain in a person, in a patient? And I have an idea what those are, but we can't be targeting or going into detail into all of them. But I would like you to name them, and let's talk about one or two today, and we should continue this segment on a later day. So let's talk about the most common pain that you see nowadays.
So the most chronic pain condition that I come across is the low back pain. So chronic low back pain can have various reasons or etiologies, as we say it in the medical field. You could start having degeneration in your discs. You could start developing arthritis in the spine. You could start developing some muscle spasms, some muscle tensions in your back. All the above conditions can cause you some sciatica-like pain. You could have pain in the back related to trauma, like you can have like a fracture in your spine or age-related changes. So this is the most common thing that we come across in our pain clinics. They say that 80% of the people have had a condition of chronic low back pain at some point in their lives. And it's also interesting to review the data that after about 30 years of age of life, it's said that about 33% of the people will start having onset of some kind of degeneration in their spine. And believe it or not, when you are about 50 years of age, 50% of the people will have some amount of degeneration in their spine. So this is by far the most common condition and the most frustrating condition that we see the people that come in the clinics with. In addition to chronic low back pain, I think the other thing that people very commonly come and present is with headaches. And again, headaches have various reasons as well. They can be due to migraines, a lot of varieties of tension headaches, and then again, a lot of, you know, symptoms associated like temporal headaches, and, you know, or like frontal headaches, and, you know, various kind of reasons that are associated with headaches. So these are the most common ones that I see primarily in the clinic. Other than that, you know, you definitely see a lot of like musculoskeletal pains, neck pains. We have a lot of joint pains that are related to arthritis again or trauma. And so I usually, you know, my specialization is mainly in like chronic low back pain. So I think I really kind of, you know, aim and focus my strategies of management towards that part for most of my patients.
Wonderful. And I agree with you. And obviously, one of the things that is more common, and I noticed that because I am getting very close to that age, middle age of 50 and midterm anyhow. And I noticed a huge difference on that. Any little thing triggers something. So there are different ways of treating that, and as a medical doctor yourself, I'm not sure what remedies or what solutions you offer to your patient. What would you say, Dr. Gara, that it is one of the best ways? And I guess it varies for everybody. Low back pain, it is definitely one of the most common one. And I always see people complaining when they sit down, when they exercise, when they, especially if they have injuries, if they've gone through any accidents, automobiles especially, and sciatica, people that sit for a long period of time, trauma, definitely, accidents, again, the same thing. what would you say that is one of the best way of treating it? And I hear a variety. A lot of people are into the natural way, massages, physio, and not a lot of medication. And then there is the other person that, or the other treatment that I've heard is medication, and you go into the risk of addictions and things like that. So I guess it varies, but in your expertise and the way that you like to deal with or the way that you deal with this different situation, what are the most common ways of treating, or even the best way of treating, low back pain in different scenarios?
So I practice and I actually focus on a multimodal approach towards management of the chronic low back pain. Whenever we see a patient in the clinic, I think the goal is to kind of sit with the patient and, you know, discuss with them at length as to, you know, explain to them the reasons, you know, why they're having the pain and, you know, what is the progression, you know, of the disease. As to, you know, in terms of like if it's age related, if it is related to any trauma. So I think, in my opinion, what happens is once the patient understands kind of what's going on, their expectations of the treatment and their goals of like, you know, the pain relief, they become more realistic. The multimodal approach towards pain management basically aims at combining both pharmacological and the non-pharmacological ways to manage the low back pain. When I say manage, I'm deliberately trying to not use the word treat because, again, management becomes more of a goal given that the degeneration in our back is pretty much like, you know, on the rise as we're growing older. So, yes, you're right, the medications, there are various medications that we're using. There is a whole lot of opioid epidemic discussion going on these days, and, you know, that is something that everybody is, like, looking at very closely. And, again, we're trying to encourage patients, trying to educate them more about the risks and the side effects of the long-term management with the opioid medicines. The rationale and the aim is always to kind of guide them and to expose them or to make them aware of the other non-opioid medicines or the adjuncts that are available and to use their medications as judiciously as possible. The non-pharmacological methods, on the other hand, of course, the physical therapy, in my mind, is like one of the very important tools to manage the chronic low back pain. So core strengthening of the back muscles, stretching of the back muscles, I think that's one of the key things that, you know, people can work on. And again, maintaining an active and healthy lifestyle, regular exercise, taking care of their weight, you know, and taking care of their other health problems, I think, you know, that definitely contributes to a better management of back pain. We all know that, you know, lack of sleep and then anxiety and, you know, mood disorders, they can always contribute and they can always add to the prevalence of chronic low back pain. So again, you know, trying to kind of address those and getting a good sleep hygiene and then staying top on your mood, like, you know, trying to be positive, maybe involvement with like groups online or be it Facebook or other social media where they can interact with people who are having the same kind of symptoms so that they can kind of interact with them and listen and understand and talk their hearts out. So physical therapy and, again, psychological treatments, I think they go, they should be addressed in addition to the medical problems. There are a lot of non-invasive therapies that are available, such as the, you know, there is an electrical therapy, there is availability of TENS units, there is availability of massages, acupunctures, and, you know, I think these are all valuable tools to kind of, you know, help out in the management of chronic low back pain. Definitely there is a role of steroid injections, you know, to help with the relief of the pain. There is epidural steroid injections that can be done for the low back pain, neck pain. There are steroid injections for the joints, and then there is a lot of procedures, other procedures such as nerve blocks and ablations that can be done for the back and neck. And something that is upcoming and is a really new concept and upcoming is the neurostimulation. So again, spinal cord stimulation is coming up, which is again a great tool to help out with the chronic low back pain also. So things are pretty upcoming. I guess there are a lot of new tools and therapies that are coming up, and that, you know, definitely need to be looked into when we are thinking about management of chronic low back pain.
I love it, Dr. Gaur, that you are very well rum and you don't necessarily stick to one treatment, or as you call it yourself, a way of coping and managing the pain, and not just do one thing. And I think that is very, very interesting, because some doctors, obviously, this is the way we do it, and that's final. And in your case, I can see that you are opting to many different ways of treating it and managing the pain. And I like one thing that I actually learned is that sleep is very, very important. And I've heard this in many other situations, people that suffer with high blood pressure, sleep is one of the must to be able to lower your blood pressure. The mood, I also attribute it to high blood pressure and cholesterol issues. The mood, obviously stress and things like that, but I didn't know that it also could contribute to your lower back or chronic pain as well on the back, which is great knowledge. You're listening, everyone, to the Lizzie T Show. I'm here with Dr. Shushita Gaur, which is an expert in pain. If you are tuning in right now and you're just longing, this is it's going to be a long conversation, because when it comes down to pain, as you can hear if you just tune in, there's a variety of different items, and the list goes on. And we're just talking right now about different treatments. Dr. Gaur, rather, is talking about different treatments, and I'm happy that she is naming a variety of different ways of treating it, and in conjunction with that, not just one way. One of the things, Dr. Gaur, that I love to ask, and I think you're going to agree with me, when it comes down to surgery, operation, intervention in that sense, I hear and I read a lot that that's actually the very, very last option when you exhorted all the other methods and your problem did not go away. Surgery is one of the last ones. I want you to answer that when we are back from our words of our sponsor. By the way, guys, if you would like to call us in, don't worry, this is not just one show. We will have other episodes when it comes down to health and pains, things like that. The number to call us in is 845-277-9078. I need to cut for the words of our sponsor, and I'll be right back with Dr. Gaur.
Kaham Productions presents Celebrating Hispanic Leadership in Toronto, Canada. Women Leaderess event will take place this year on June 28, 2019 at the Regent Theatre, 551 Mount Pleasant Road in Toronto at 7 p.m. and will feature outstanding performances including Esmeralda Enrique, Roxana, and Fabian.
Lizzie T Radio Show is sponsored by NatureNova.ca, where dreams, memories, imagination, and discovery soar. Nature Nova is all about wildlife adventure, outdoor discovery, nature interpretation, and image originality. Nature Nova offers dynamic nature programs and presentations for schools, museums, libraries, nature centers, and special interest groups of all kinds. Be sure to visit naturenova.ca and book your special program or presentation today.
Mm-hmm.
Hi, I'm Natasha Birchmohan, and I'm reaching out to every hardworking Canadian. The average Canadian spends most of their lifetime paying off their mortgage. What if you can have your mortgage work for you? More time for you, more time for your family, more money in your bank account. Contact Natasha Birchmohan and team, mortgage broker and qualified experts to help guide you towards financial freedom today. Visit us at bridgemoregroup.com or contact us at 1-866-553-7467 or just Google Natasha Birchmohan at Mortgage Intelligence.
We are back, everyone. We are back with here with Dr. Gar. She is an expert. She is a definitely somebody who knows, understands, work with, and treats chronic pain. And one of the things that a lot of us, including myself, unfortunately, suffers from. But she's given us tips. She's given us some information how to deal with, how to treat, how to cope. And one of the things that I'm doing myself, exercise. And one of the things that I try not to, unless it's really unbearable, is pain medication. But exercise, which I learned one thing that I didn't know, is a lot of sleep, which a lot of us are very deprived nowadays. But I asked Dr. Gard a question before we went for our commercial. When it comes down to exhort and all of the options that you gave us, a huge list, a good list rather, surgery is one of the last resources. Would you agree with me, or is it something that you do often?
So I'm not a surgeon myself, but yes, I mean, for a lot of options, surgery, for a lot of kinds of low back pain, surgery is considered the last option. However, I mean, if there are certain scenarios when you might have to go in for like an urgent surgery, if there is like an acute weakness of legs, or if there is any changes in your bowel or bladder control and you lose sensation in that area. So I think that becomes like a surgical emergency, actually. So as far as like, you know, deciding for a surgery for chronic low back pain with no emergency, we usually consult the surgical specialists at our institution and try to get their opinion, especially, you know, after getting an MRI or a CT of the lumbar spine, and then trying to see if there is like something that can be fixed surgically. So I usually encourage my patients to discuss with the surgeon at length as to, you know, what to expect out of the surgery, as far as, you know, the outcome is concerned. Because from what my experience, I think a lot of people approach the surgery as a means of benefiting pain. So again, when the expectation is pain relief, sometimes it can, you know, get a little bit frustrating for them, because surgery itself, the surgical procedure itself, can add to a little bit of pain. So I think when deciding on the lines of surgery, the patients need to have a discussion with the surgeon at length as to what the surgery will benefit with. In my opinion, it benefits greatly with, you know, with alleviating the weakness in your legs. And, you know, if you're having any neurological deficits, I think it's a great thing to kind of help with that. Yes, I mean, there are various surgical procedures that are being done these days. They're starting from minimally invasive procedures to, like, you know, extensive fusions and laminectomies and discectomies. And I think the outcome as per literature is all over. So, you know, there are great benefits from the surgery. And, you know, I think, you know, people do very well. And sometimes there is a need for like a repeat surgery or a fusion, probably because there is more degeneration at the levels above or below the surgery that was done in the past. So I think there could be various scenarios that, you know, need to be looked at. And I always encourage my patients to discuss with the surgeon and, you know, go ahead with the surgery if, you know, the answers are convincing and they feel they are getting what they are expecting or what they want from the procedure.
And what very well said, Dr. Gaur. One of the things that I've heard and I've read and I've even talked to my doctors is less restored in the case that you could treat it through other ways, other methods. And obviously there are exceptions to the rule when there is no other options that you need to resort to surgery. For people that are listening to us all over the world, Dr. Gaur, if they have questions, if they want to look you up, especially that you are in Cincinnati, where can people find you? Can you share with us if you happen to have a social media presence, perhaps a website or an address or an email, or that people that would like to perhaps visit you or to clean it, where can they find you?
So I don't have a website online personally for myself. But I'm currently employed with University of Cincinnati in Ohio, and then I'm working there as a faculty. I'm at the position of a clinical assistant professor over there, and I do have my clinics, and I see patients at different locations over in the Cincinnati area. So if anybody would like to reach out to me or talk to me, I'm most available to answer their questions or see me in the clinic.
Wonderful. And one of the things that a lot of people are going to be curious as to us more details, and everybody is definitely different than one situation than another. So there, you guys are welcome to contact me. My email is show@lizzyt.com, and I will be able to forward all your questions and regards to your, everybody has a different situation. Dr. Gaur, I can't believe that time is flying fast so quickly here at the Lizzy Show. This is a subject definitely dear to my heart when it comes out to your health. I am 100% supportive and very curious, and I believe that all of listeners are as well. If you are just tuning in, you miss some of the question or some of the answers or the information that Dr. Gaur has offered, do not hesitate. There is a link on my social media, Facebook/LizzyT Radio. You'll be able to listen to this show completely, and we will come back with her with other questions. And this is a large subject, but one of the things that I would like to ask you, very last question, Dr. Gaur, are you working on a program or a book or something? The theme of the show, as you heard earlier, is tell us who you are and what you do. Contact info, which you've given us all that. Greatly thank you. Anything new? What are you working towards, and what is your final goal? I see a book or a workshop, definitely something that would benefit people in the world at large. Is there anything like that in the works?
So I have published some articles in the various journals, and I have written some book chapters. My most recent project has been working on a procedure that we commonly do for low back pain and trying to formulate some guidelines that can be used on a national level. That should be published soon in the next coming 1 or 2 months. I do intend to focus more on working on patient safety and improving patient outcomes. I think, and that's going to be one of the major goals in this year that I'm going to focus on. And also for the previous question, I absolutely look forward to receiving any questions or, you know, any comments from any of the listeners. I'd be happy to answer them. I'm always available. And that would be a great, if anybody has anything, I'm definitely up on top of it.
Wonderful. And thank you so much. I know that you are very busy and you have a huge full schedule and there's a lot of things going on in your life, but I appreciate you spending, half an hour with us, sharing your knowledge, your expertise, sharing with us this wonderful subject and very, very dear to all of us. And, you know, pain and health is one of the things that we should have as a priority in our lives before it becomes even more critical, difficult to fix or challenging, I would say, to handle. So I would like to thank you on behalf of all of us here, all the 58 countries that are listening to us. If not right now, we'll be listening to us later on. And thank you so much for being with us tonight.
Thank you so much for having me on the show. It was a pleasure talking. Thank you.
Thank you. And that, everyone, was Dr. Sushita Garg, MD, is an expert, passionate, as you can hear, about this amazing subject, which is our health, but most important, pain. It is one of the things that we all struggle with. If you have any concern at all, if you have any question, you can always forward it to me. The email is show@lizzyt.com, and I will be happy to forward to her. We will be back with this subject because it is very, we can't cover everything tonight, unfortunately. I love to, but we can. So prepare your questions, everyone, or your comments, and next time she's back, we will definitely be able to answer some of your questions and your concern. We need to move on to our musical section, everyone. I know some of you are really, really excited to hear. I will be playing right now Joyce. She was on the show about three months ago, and a beautiful gospel singer. Her song is called Madness. And enjoy.
To share with you. e l'alma si incontra sin saber eterna búsqueda de la dualidad. Espejos reflejados.
Beso. Esta noche me estremezco en la humedad de tu pasión. Busco calor, me aferro, entro en las profundidades del amor. Camino y subo a la velocidad, miro tu boca, la que lentamente se va desplazando entre poderes ligeros. Todos a base de impulsos provocados por distintos estados en los que nos encontramos cada día. Todo sale impredecible, pero real. Te lo digo yo, que solo una noche me bastó para quedarme dentro de ti. Nuestra comedia dibujada en solo una noche inesperada. Besos y caricias, besos y caricias, besos y caricias. Son dos cuerpos enlazados. Esta noche recién ha comenzado.
And that was Lorena Pawan with the song Solo Note. And that's it for today, everyone. We will be back soon with another show, another guest, and another fantastic evening with you. I'm your host and one of the producers of The Lizzie Show. I hope you enjoy Doc Gar with us tonight, and we'll be back with her. So prepare your questions. If you know someone that is definitely suffering with lower back chronic pain, send us your questions, and hopefully we can have an answer for you. And that's it for today, everyone. Thank you so much, everyone. And